We were up here 3 weeks ago when you were filming the last episode of this season, the one we're going to see this Saturday night. And I wanted to talk to you. You were just getting over bronchitis or something. You were very busy. There were babies everywhere. And so we didn't bother you. We drove back up today. But we did get to talk to Joe Lando. And we asked him about doing love scenes with you, with your husband directing, and what that must be like. And he told me the funniest story about the fact that he has to wear so much makeup. And he says, you're so fair-skinned that sometimes after you kiss, if it's a hot day, he says, Jane looks like she has chocolate milk all over her.
I do, because he also puts this beard stubble on to make his stubble look, you know, darker. So if he kisses me, I get sort of an orange glow from the tan, you know, so I look like a bit like a pumpkin that's been attacked by a, you know, something with sort of gray stubble. It's not a pretty sight. I think that's why we kiss on the mouth quite a lot. You know, we try to make sure that it's a lip lock rather than anything else. That way we don't get too much of the other stuff or whatever. But we've got it down. And of course, we know each other well enough to have a sense of humor about it. But it's a challenge.
It's a challenge to kiss Joe Lando. Ladies, are you listening to this? Is Joe a good kisser?
A very good kisser, yes. But he's getting married, you know.
He told us during the hiatus, but he said it's kind of a secret. He wants to keep it low-key. But I'm sure you'll be there, won't you?
I don't think so. I don't think I've been invited. I think he's keeping it very low key. He hasn't even mentioned it anymore. I only know he's getting married because he's taking a couple of episodes off.
Oh, I hope I didn't tell any secrets out of school here. Oh. He told us, though, that he likes to cook. He makes a mean deep dish pizza.
Right. Well, he used to be a cook. He used to be a cook for catering companies. That was what he used to do. In fact, when I first met him after doing the pilot of Dr. Quinn, I was making another movie in Arizona, and he came out to visit, and I said, do you want to have some lunch? And he went to the lunch truck, and of course it was his previous boss.
Jane, how much of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman is Jane Seymour on a personal, emotional level?
Well, I give them quite a lot of ideas, and so do my kids. I mean, my 11-year-old son is always giving them ideas for what to do with Brian. In fact, a couple of episodes we've recently had were both inspired by stories that he pitched to them. I give them ideas of what I think would be fun to do with Dr. Quinn, and they usually incorporate my ideas with, you know, the plans that they have generally with the story. So a lot of it is, you know, very much from me.